Hello, I'm the Reverend Bryony Taylor. I'm the Rector of Balborough and Clown, and this is the first time we've put one of my sermons on our church website. We thought we might start doing it just to help those of you who can't get to church for whatever reason and would like to listen to a sermon maybe on your way to work or from the comfort of your own home. So here's a first sermon that we're putting up. It's from Sunday the 10th of February, and it is based on the gospel reading set for the fourth Sunday before Lent, which is from Luke chapter 5 verses 1 to 11, the call of the disciples. Our sun is one of at least 100 billion stars just in the Milky Way. Scientists calculate that there are at least 100 billion galaxies in the observable universe, each one brimming with stars. There are more stars than grains of sand on all of Earth's beaches combined. If our sun were as tall as a typical front door, Earth would be the size of a fivepence piece. Doesn't that make you feel so tiny? Does it also give you a sense of awe? It is awe that begins the calling of both Isaiah and Peter that we heard in our readings today. A sense of great awe in the presence of an almighty God. For Isaiah, it is a terrifying vision of seraphim with wings and eyes, and the temple is full of smoke and the pillars are shaking. For Peter, or rather Simon at this point, it is a catch of so many fish his boat can't handle it. Isaiah can't handle the vision. Peter's boat can't take it all in, just like he can't take in what's just happened, and he falls quickly to his knees. Very, very occasionally, some of us are gifted with that sense of awe of God. Every conversion has it in there somewhere. We turn to God as we realise that God is greater than we could ever imagine, that God is beyond us in every way, and we are mere mortals. How do we encounter God? What context do we need to be in to notice God? Jesus tells Peter to put his boat out to the deep waters. Bishop Spong once said that the church is like a swimming pool. All the noise is at the shallow end. If we stay in those shallow waters, we will never really know what it is to rely on God, to need God even. We will struggle to hear the voice of God above the clamour of our all too human arguments. We have to put out into deeper water, out of our comfort zone, into the place of potential danger. And in Peter's case, ridicule, as no self-respecting fisherman in Galilee would be seen dead fishing during the day. We have to go deeper. What might that mean for you? Coming to know God often has a sense of the ridiculous to it. I've lost count of the times people have said to me, "You're going to think I'm crazy, but," when sharing their story of coming to faith. Another part of conversion and calling is repentance. When Isaiah and Peter are both in different ways shown the power and awe of Almighty God, they become aware of their unworthiness, their smallness. Peter was a fisherman. It was the one thing he was good at, trained for all his life alongside his brother and his friends James and John. Jesus comes into his life and fills his boat with more fish than he's ever seen in one catch. All the things he took pride in, Jesus demonstrates that that gift that he has comes from God anyway. And so both Peter and Isaiah declare that they are unclean. A way of saying unholy or not like God at all. Notice that as soon as this acknowledgement is made, forgiveness and restoration is given. Isaiah has a coal placed on his mouth as a sign that God will make him his mouthpiece. Jesus says to Peter, "Do not be afraid," which is the root of any form of forgiveness. Perfect love, the perfect love we find in Christ, casts out all fear. After repentance comes the commission. From now on, you will catch people. I've been reflecting on this comment from Jesus. I used to have this image of us going out with nets to catch people, like Peter did as a fisherman. But it doesn't sound very Jesus-like to me, to ensnare people, trap them in a net. But note what Jesus just did. He caught the fish all the wrong way round. He told the men to go out in the middle of the day. Middle Eastern fishing nets at the time of Jesus were like large linen sheets rather than nets with big holes like we use. This is one of the main reasons that they fished at night. The fish couldn't see the sheet like nets in the dark. It was pointless to fish during the day as the fish would see the nets and swim in the opposite direction. But when Jesus tells them to put out into the deep water, the nets fill with fish to bursting, almost as if the fish want to be in the nets. Jesus brings people to know him in his own way and by his grace. It has nothing to do with us. We obey his call and put out into the deep waters and then we wait and see. So when Jesus says, "From now on you will catch people," perhaps he means, in the same way as today you caught those fish with me, you will begin with me to catch people. And of course, if you read the book of Acts, you will see how people are so drawn to Peter as he walks in Christ's footsteps that they hope that his shadow will fall on them to heal them. So being fishers of men, as the old Bible version says, is not about being predatory and trying to ensnare people into church. It is about the abundant grace of God, and we simply hold the net and help to gather the catch in. As Madeleine Lengel said, "We draw people to Christ not by loudly discrediting what they believe, by telling them how wrong they are and how right we are, but by showing them a light that is so lovely that they want with all their hearts to know the source of it." You might not feel particularly called by God, but this very day in this service, we have worked through the same steps that were taken by Isaiah and Peter. We begin our service by acknowledging our unworthiness in the presence of Almighty God, confessing our sin. Then we sing the Gloria, the hymn of praise sung by the angels. And then after receiving the body and blood of Christ, we are recharged to be sent out into the world to draw people to God by showing them a light that is so lovely that they want with all their hearts to know the source of it. Let's put out into deep water and see what God has in store for us. It's far too noisy in the shallow end.